smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
Police are continuing to investigate after a man was hit by a van on a stretch of the A2 in Kent. As Jason just mentioned in the travel, the road has now reopened between Bridge and Elsham after it happened around 4 this morning. The extent of the man's injuries aren't yet known.
This is KMFM News.
Today marks a year since Kent's Manston Airport closed for the last time after running for nearly 100 years. Kieran has more for the update.
Well, the Thanet site shut last May, leaving nearly 150 people out of work. The move sparked a huge campaign to try and save it, seeing rallies being held in the county, as well as a petition delivered to 10 Downing Street. Ruth Bailey, who's from supporters of Manston Airport, says their efforts may have proved unsuccessful so far, but they still haven't given up hope.
Definitely feel more confident now that we have got people in place that are actually actively want the airport and have got vision and can see that the airport could work.
Marta Easton worked at the site for 25 years, making her the longest serving employee. She's told KMFM she holds many fond memories.
The staff becomes part of like a family, however, like different through different owners, whatever. It's always been happy, although hardworking sometimes. It was just, I don't know, a really good job.
Regeneration specialist Trevor Cartner and Chris Musgrave have bought the land and plan to develop homes and businesses, but the local council are still considering making a compulsory purchase order. American company River Oak have pledged to fund it. George Yarrell's a partner.
There's no other reason for us to be doing this other than the fact that we believe strongly we can make the business work, both from an acquisition perspective and from an operating perspective.
You can watch our video report on this story at kentonline.co.uk.
Nigel Farage says it's the wrong time for him to step down as UKIP's leader because he has such a strong level of support in the party. He's brushed aside an ongoing row, saying it's nothing more than people letting off steam after the election, where he failed to win a seat in South Thanet. And he's blaming UKIP's latest troubles on the Tories.
What is clear is the sheer level of support for me in UKIP has never been, frankly, it's astonishing. And to read the ludicrous headlines in some of today's newspapers makes you realise that actually this is really about a Conservative attempt to try and destabilise UKIP.
There's a warning to train travellers that journeys in Kent could be severely disrupted over the next bank holiday weekend. Engineering work will be taking place from the 23rd of May, whilst Network Rail workers are to stage a 24-hour strike on Monday the 25th. A search is underway for a man who's missing from his home in Sussex and is thought to have travelled to Kent. 56-year-old Bill Johnson was last seen leaving his home in Littlehampton on the 1st of May. He's believed to have got a bus to Canterbury 4 days later before heading to Whitstable and Herne Bay areas. We've tweeted his picture via at KMFM News. And Tom from The Wanted's been telling KMFM donations to a hospice in North Kent which cares for young people are vital if it's to carry on running. Eleanor in Dartford looks after around 150 children in the area, with staff often travelling to support families in their own home. The 26-year-old singer's been visiting as part of National Children's Hospice Week.
I really wanted to step in and help make a difference, to make sure that, you know, that a charity like that can still run. So it's been really lovely to, you know, to experience how their work affects different people.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket in Kent's first T20 Blast game of the season gets underway later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
They're welcoming Sussex Sharks to Canterbury in a 7 p.m. start. The Spitfires have named a 13-man squad for the match, including bowler David Griffiths, who's recovered from injury. Coach Matt Walker says they're confident of doing well in the competition.
What we have got is a tight unit of young players that want to play 20 cricket, and we've got some very exciting players. And as we all know, it just takes one or two people to have a day out, and all of a sudden you've got yourself in a really winning position.
Football and Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers has described captain Steven Gerrard as an icon of the city. The former England skipper is due to play his final game at Anfield tomorrow when his side face Crystal Palace in the Premier League. Gerrard were moved to LA Galaxy this summer. And Kent's Jack Green continues his return to athletics after being out for over a year with depression. He's racing in the 400-metre hurdles later in the first meeting of the Diamond League season in Doha. British European champion sprinter James Desilu will come up against former Olympic champion Jason Gatlin in the 100 metres.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.